Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah's extreme gratitude. We should be thankful. We should be grateful to Allah that in Ramadan, in the beginning of Ramadan, the early days of Ramadan, with a beautiful way and method, Allah Ta'ala has given us the ability and tawfiq to spend time and to fulfill that the right of the time of Ramadan in the first 10 days. The first 10 days of Ramadan, the first Ashra, because Ramadan is, you can say, split into three portions. The first 10 days, the first Ashra, then the second Ashra, the second 10 days, and then the third Ashra, the third 10 days. These portions, phases, the first Ashra, the first 10 days, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, end today. Today is the 10th fast finishing. And from tomorrow, the second Ashra begins. The second portion. These were very valuable 10 days. It was Allah's hikmah, wisdom, that Allah Ta'ala has split Ramadan into three portions of 10 days. And Allah has put a boundary. This is rahmah, and this is for this reason, and this is for being freed from the salvation, and this is being freed from the fire of Jahannam. Why is this the case? Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before, one day before Ramadan, he gave a great sermon to all of the companions. The noble companions were gathered, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a khutbah, a sermon about the importance of Ramadan. And in that address, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, very clearly, with clarity, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam introduced Ramadan to us and clarified Ramadan to us. And the first words about Ramadan, with regards to Ramadan, هَذَا شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ. Subhanallah. This is a great month and a blessed month. From that blessed person, the Prophet ﷺ, who is praising Ramadan, that it is azim, then can we imagine the greatness of Ramadan? And it's mubarak, it is blessed. Then can we imagine the blessedness of Ramadan? Can we? Think about it. Can we? What is the barakah of Ramadan? Alhamdulillah. And this is the reward, praise be to Allah, for those who believe in Allah, who have yaqeen and certainty in Allah, masha'Allah. So this is the ta'aruf, this is the introduction of Ramadan. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that what should we do in the dunya? Allah Ta'ala has given us this. If Allah Ta'ala didn't give us this month, then what would we do? Think about it. What could we do then? Yes. That if Allah Ta'ala was to keep us distant from Ramadan, or give us death, or many other things could have occurred to prevent us from coming to Ramadan, but Allah's great mercy that when we heard these two words, that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that this month, and now tomorrow, the next phase is starting. Yes, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at that time said that tomorrow Ramadan is here. This was the day before Ramadan, that you cannot see, but I show you everything. Subhanallah. Mubashshiran wa nadhira. I've come to tell you and I've come to show you. And more than seeing my words, more than you seeing with your own eyes, my words are more stronger than that. And for you as conviction that you will believe more in hearing what I've got to say rather than seeing. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that be alert. Be very alert with regards to this month that you're about to enter into the next day. So number one, definitely when you enter into this month, then you should enter into this month in a different way, in a unique way, in a fresh way. You know, like sometimes a person's outside in the extreme cold winter climate and you go inside indoors, you go from the cold into the warm room and you feel satisfied and peace. You take your jacket off and then you take the outer clothing off. You come into a nice environment, cool from coolness to warmth. So this is the same way that we are immersed in sins. We are stuck in darkness and worldly issues, and if maut, death was to grab us now, we'd be in a very bad way before coming into Ramadan. We'd be in a very bad way. We don't know how bad we are, what bad situation we're in and what bad situations we're passing through, what our feelings were, our environment, we're drowned in hellfire, our earnings haram, our speaking haram, our body haram, our earnings haram, and nothing within us could be seen that was positive, that we could feel good about, that we could say with a surety that we'll be forgiven. No, totally we were on the banks of Jahannam. We were stood on the banks of the fire. So from that environment, where we come out from, where? We're going to what? Ramadan. We're going into a totally cool environment. Out of the dunya, into Ramadan. Say subhanAllah. Yes? So you feel the coolness now? Tell me the truth. Isn't it? If you look at the previous month, what were we doing at this moment? We're talking nonsense and rubbish and wasting time with sins and bad actions. But look how we're sitting now in a cool, nice environment. We're sitting in a place that normal days, Allah says that this is the portion, a piece of Jannah that you're sitting on in Ramadan. Now Allah Ta'ala has put us in the same place on the piece of Jannah, garden of Jannah. Is this not Jannah? Tell me. Isn't it? Why? Because Allah says that hundreds of thousands, millions of people have kept fasts. Same way, but Allah Ta'ala selected, you know, this time before the fast breaks, don't spend it in the dunya. Rather what? Come, let me host you in dhikr and I'll let you sit in Jannah, the garden of paradise, whilst you are remembering me close to breaking the fast. We're not here for nothing. Asr to Maghrib, we invite others, come. This is da'wah, brothers, invitation. Someone thinks, I'm calling people to bring them to my dhikr or my gathering or to make people my friends or for my benefit. Oh look, he's giving da'wah for this and da'wah for this. Look at that speech, lecture, subhanAllah. And what are we inviting towards? Come and sit in the garden of paradise. Sit in paradise for a moment. Yes, that there's the hadith that when you pass by the gardens of paradise, then you should consume, eat from within them. Yes, and people, subhanAllah, they break the fast in the dunya, we break the fast in Jannah. So that's the difference, isn't it? So with whose barakah is this? Allah's dhikr, Allah's remembrance. That's why we get this extra great benefit, isn't it? So when I said beforehand, before Ramadan was about to come, I said that after Asr we'll do dhikr of Allah. Then many brothers fell ill at that time. Besides sweating, oh, fever came upon them. Oh, Hazrat said this. Okay, Shaykh Sukam. So it's not that we can't go. Hazrat Sahib will be upset. What do we do now? We're stuck. I said, change your schedules and daily tasks. And people thought, oh, it's difficult. Hazrat Sahib saying it. We'll have to come now. But why? Because they have muhabbat, they are muris, they're students, they have love. They thought, what can we do? We'll have to come anyway. But praise be to Allah. Since you have entered in whatever condition you're in, and now, inshallah, with the fadl of Allah, I'm hopeful that people are feeling desperate at the time of Asr. Let's go to the gathering of dhikr. Isn't this the case? So if you go to any masjid, other masjid, you won't feel like speeches, lectures, naat, nasheed, whatever's happening. All of those things are good. They are good things, important things. I'm not saying that this is wrong and don't go there, etc. With the fadl of Allah, wherever work of deen is happening is good. Whichever masjid the work of the deen is happening, it's good work. But here, it's very good work that's happening. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Do you understand what I'm saying? You understand? Yes? That shop is good, brother. You get cloth from here. That's a good shop. And this is also a good shop. And you get good things here. But this shop, this is a very good shop. So it's higher. Yes, so that masjid is good, that masjid is good, that speech is good, that lecture is good, everything's good, but this small corner where everyone sat here, this is very good. Yes, it's selected, unique. Just like there's fish that they tremble when they come out of the water, and for example, they go back in the water, they feel nice. In the same way, when we come and sit in dhikr here, we feel good. So we should be regular. Foolishness is it that if time passes, the times pass now. If we keep saying this, and whoever's destiny it's in, he'll keep on coming. And if it's not in a person's destiny, he'll lose out. Allah khair, give khair and goodness to the person that we've shown the good taste. Now it's your turn to eat. Eat the fruits every day, the fruits of paradise. SubhanAllah. So this is the point. So what is the situation now that the 10 days that we have passed and these 10 days are finished? So we need to make the balance sheet for the first time. Do you understand balance sheet? So the balance sheet is this, that when a person does business and at the end of the year he's to present his accounts, how much profit there was, how much loss there was. So he analyzes profit versus loss. That's the balance sheet. Yeah, so you could do it annually or quarterly or more regularly so that you're up to date. Totally. It may not be that I flop in business, I go behind and the debt increases. Some people say, oh, no, it's okay, I'll give it. What difference does it make? They keep on taking the debt, keep on taking cars out. Yeah, there are people like this with big hearts, isn't it? Yeah. So they say, oh, my money, you've got to give my money, I'll give it. Then he orders the second car, then the third car, and they're outside driving. So this, some people, they're very careful, cautious. And every step they take carefully, how much money daily, how much money in the bank, who do I need to pay off, and this, if my maut comes, death comes, what will I do? And after me, my children, they won't be able to pay off their debt. So the most dangerous scenario in life with regards to the hereafter, the most dangerous scenario with regards to the hereafter is to pay off the debt. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if this person's got debt on his head, I cannot pray his salatul janazah. is funeral prayer. I cannot. And us, all our business and life is running on debt. Isn't this the case? Yes, such a severe and dangerous scenario that the debt, when we take a loan from people and the debts on our head, this is a very severe situation. Yes, and it's been told not to do it. My Hazrat said that with farad there's 1 point, with qarz, with debt, there's 2 points. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat, my Shaykh said this. And at that time, when Hazrat Sahib said these words, when the Walis of Allah, when they say something, then after that, a person should change and improve, shouldn't he? Yes? Or should he carry on playing games? And so what did I know that I was going to enter into business? I didn't know at that time. And my line was different. My path was different at that time. I was probably a teacher or a lecturer in a college. So what did I know? That time will come and I'll have to work and go out on the street or sweep with a broom. Whatever I've studied, I'll have to put it in a box and throw it in the bin. I didn't know that at that time. Yes, so Hazrat Sahib said the words, and they entered into the heart that with fard there's 1 point, one issue. With the qard, with the qarz, with the debt, there's 2 points. So this is the debt. It's more than the fard is. So is the debt. And if there's a rich person and he's got a debt and he's got principles, he does not feel like going to sleep. He doesn't feel like going to sleep. He says, "Yar, what do I do here?" So this point here, this is a very important thing. So anyway, we've gone off track with what we just. What was I speaking about? Balance sheet. But okay, at least we've learnt a nasiha, advice here automatically. The topic wasn't this today or the discussion point, but we spoke about balance sheet and debt. And this is a good thing that we discussed. And whoever understood it, and those people who are businessmen, who aren't businessmen, and you're about to ask for a debt loan, don't take long to ask for a loan. Oh, give me 1,000, I'll give you back tomorrow. Never ask. No. All life long, I never asked for a loan with the fadl of Allah. Business, personal life, whatever. Didn't go towards that scenario. Didn't even think about it. Why? Because my husband said, the fard and qard, there's a difference. Qard is double severity until now. There's no worry. I have to give money to somebody. That's it. That I've one fikr, one concern of debt that Allah I've got to fulfill and pay off zakat. And that's the debt I have on my head. And no other debt. Yes? That, for example, if you give in Ramadan or once a year, that's also a qard. That's also a debt. A person shouldn't feel to go to sleep until he doesn't fulfill and pay off his zakat. So this is a good topic that's come back, alhamdulillah, that's come up. So for us, it's very important that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if he didn't lead the funeral prayer for that person who is in debt, we should run so far from debt, so far from debt, that I won't take a debt, I won't take a loan, whatever occurs, I won't ask from anybody. Allah will prepare for me, inshallah, and I'll do it, but I won't take the loan. I won't take the loan. So very easy life then you will live. Very easy life. And don't try to ask for a loan from somebody and your life will change for the worse. You have to give money back to people, then they swear, chase you. Then the greed increases and it's hard to pay off the debt. And the worries increase. And the person cannot imagine that what I took. And then there's another system here that when a person, he takes, then there are different links. And then when, for example, when he takes, the relationship is different. When it's time to give, then the relationship changes. The relationship changes, the respect goes, the connections break, the spirituality breaks, it ends. Yes, I'm telling you the truth, the right thing. That this is such a wretched thing that when a person takes a loan, then he has to pay off the debts, and then the connections break, the spirituality goes down, the connection break, the relationship break, friendships break, because he has to give back. And when he's taking, at that time, there's no one more beloved friend than him. Who are you asking for? No, 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 you're a good friend of mine. Whatever you say, whenever you ask for it, I'll give it back to you. I'll take it out straight away. But when does it come out? It never comes out. Anyway, alhamdulillah, good nasiha. Avoid debt, avoid taking a loan. Anyway, so we're talking about the balance sheet that we need to analyze. The 10 days Allah gave to us, the first 10 days of Ramadan, very valuable days. And Allah Ta'ala said that these 10 days, the third days of Ramadan, the first Ashura, the first 10 days ending, what do we need to do is make our balance sheet. Analyze ourselves, isn't it? That how much profit did I make and how much loss did I make? This is such a big day, such great days Allah has given us in Ramadan, such valuable moments and seconds in Ramadan. So what have we earned in these 10 days of Ramadan? Alhamdulillah, maybe we've prayed salah, prayed taraweeh, we've kept the fast. We're doing all of this, aren't we? We're doing all of this. But Allah Ta'ala didn't give us fast for this reason. This was not the reason why Allah gave us these days. Did Allah give us fasting for worship? For what the purpose that Allah Ta'ala gave us Ramadan, and fasting, we need to analyze that. For what reason did Allah give us Ramadan? Allah gave us Ramadan for this reason, that we need to get qareeb, close to Allah. Say Subhanallah. Yes, Allah didn't give us fast for Ramadan for fasting, keep the fast and pray Taraweeh. Ramadan was given for the purpose that you are in Jahannam, you're standing in the hellfire. Allah says, I'm now entering you into such a month. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, such a great month is about to come, such a month is about to come, that you cannot imagine the greatness of this month. The benefit was on the first fast day, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wants to eliminate all of your sins. All of his sins. Allah wants to purify you totally. Allah will open up the doors of paradise for you. You won't be what you were yesterday. You won't be the same today. No. The Ramadan hasn't come yet. We haven't even seen the moon. And the destiny changes for the better. Subhanallah. Hada Mubarak. How blessed this month must be. That in this month, Subhanallah could have died yesterday before Ramadan started. That's it. We would have been finished. Isn't it? We'd be stuck. Yes, I'm stood in hellfire. We're stood in hellfire. One night before we could have passed away. And if one night passed. And if one night before a person passed away in Shaban. And if he passed away, he'd be stuck. But if he passed away one night later in the Shahar Mubarak, the blessed month, then he's come into the blessed month. So Mubarak, so blessed, that everything this month is blessed. Sacred. Your sleep is sacred. Your staying up is blessed. Your standing is sacred. Your morning, the suhoor, the early pre-dawn meal, the angels are giving you mubarak, congratulations, they are doing dua for your forgiveness. Whether you pray or not, the angels are running after you to pray for you. Subhanallah. Ah, he's sleeping, I sleeping. 10 hours, let him sleep. 12 hours, let him sleep. Even sleeping is ibadah worship. Even sleeping. This is the blessed month. And this is called barakat, blessings. Yes, and you've entered into this month, such a great barakah has come in this month. So azeem and great, you've entered into this month. Allah Ta'ala has entered us into this month. Imagine a great reward Allah Ta'ala has given to us. He wants to give to us. Then, what do we do? What should we do? What should we have done? For which Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I've given you such a great day, such a great month you've entered into. So the maqsad, the objective is that I want to purify you, and you have one duty, Allah Ta'ala says, one task. What is that? That you, Allah says, you need to please me. We need to please Allah. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, you need to please Allah and get close to Allah. So that Allah Ta'ala says, I can take you, elevate you to the highest most abode and station of Jannah. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved us so much that he taught us this is the lesson of Ramadan. And has anyone attained this month? Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave us, Allah gave this month and explained to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that give this understanding to the ummah, because I want them to go into paradise. So what's our objective, my brothers? What's our purpose? What's the objective of this month? Is to please Allah. Attain his radha, so that Allah please you get become pleased with us. We need to seek radha ilahi. We need to seek the pleasure of Allah. Allah has made everything easy. Why? Allah has given us fasting, worship, Quran, so that we can cool down. The third action we need to do ourselves, which is to please Allah. That's the objective of Ramadan. So let's think now, that how do we please Allah? Why does Allah Ta'ala become displeased or upset with his creation? Think. That the reason that Allah Ta'ala becomes upset, let's not do the action so that Allah can become pleased with us. Say Subhanallah. Easy formula, isn't it? When you understand my point, then praise Allah that time with Subhanallah. Otherwise, I'll consider that you didn't understand what I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying? Is okay? Okay, so go back to that point. That, so we need to understand now that why does Allah Ta'ala become displeased with a person? When we realize the reason for Allah's displeasure, then we'll make Allah pleased straight away. That Allah, this is the action we need to do, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, to make Allah happy, please. So look at the past 10 days. Have we done those actions to make Allah happy? Allah becomes unhappy due to one reason. Allah becomes most unhappy due to one reason. Not from our leaving salah, not from us leaving ibadah, worship, no. There's one reason that makes Allah severely displeased. That Allah is displeased at that time when one human being, he does dhulam, oppresses another human being. When one human being to the other human being, he breaks his rights. He takes his rights. When one human being, he backbites against the other human being. When one human being, when he does hasad and has envy or hatred or jealousy against another human being, when he thinks bad about another human being. When one human being thinks another human being is lower than him, and or dirty, or he pulls on the money of someone, or he breaks the wealth of somebody. This relationship, when a person severs it, Allah is so unhappy. You can do hundreds of thousands of prostration, tahajjud. Allah says, but I cannot be happy with you when you're in that state of life. Even Laylatul Qadr will announce this. Remember this. In Laylatul Qadr, this announcement will come as well. That the husband who doesn't give the rights to his wife, the husband who doesn't give the rights to his wife, then where will his salah go? Tell me. Where will his tahajjud go? Where his wife says that he done dhulam with me all his life. If somebody's wife, if she has this complaint, and she says to the husband, you've oppressed me. If you want to please Allah, O husband, O mayil, in this ashra, then make her say in these 10 days that I've forgiven you, O my husband, you are very good. Subhanallah. Yeah, this is what we need to know. But we don't go towards these points. Tell me, we don't do this, do we? Isn't it? So, yes, that in this ashra, Allah will not be happy with us, will He? Unless we fulfill the rights of people. So have we done wrong actions against human beings in the first 10 days? Yes. So now we need to look at our balance sheet. That those people we've oppressed, who our treatment is wrong with them, in our life before Ramadan, we've treated people wrongfully, badly. So we need to ask in Ramadan, that person I did not treat nicely, is he happy with me now? That person was unhappy with me. Has anyone become happy with us due to not being unhappy with us before? Or are we still big-headed now, and we got frowns on our faces? That wife who has done dhulam on her own husband, who's oppressed her husband, and the husband's not happy with her, because the husband is a high maqam, high status, very high status. Wife has high status and the husband. And if she prays tahajjud, then she's doing tasbih, and she's reciting Quran, and she's doing actions, this, that, and the other. But her husband is unhappy with her. Yes, she does dhulam on her husband. She is disrespectful to him, and she dishonors him. She doesn't listen to him. She doesn't serve him. And she gives him pain, difficulties, and she mocks him. And in Ramadan, the first 10 days, she's completed the first 10 days. And Allah's Nabi ﷺ did not give us the teaching of Ramadan for that purpose, the wrong actions. Allah's given us Ramadan for us to please Him. Allah will never be happy with that woman if her husband's not happy with her. Say Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. So now let's see, how has our Ramadan passed today? So we'll ask the sisters, how has your Ramadan passed before now? That have you taken this topic and embraced it and changed yourself for the better? That have we attained this learning and improvement? If we do not create the connections and the maintenance of relationships with human beings, then none of our worship or actions will come to success. Haqooq Allah and Haqooq al-Ibad, Allah's rights are there. But at the same time, Haqooq al-Ibad, rights of society are also present. Allah said that I will forgive maybe the sins you committed and you didn't fulfill my rights, but I will not forgive the rights of the human beings that you broke. So has this not gone higher? It's gone higher. That's why Allah gave us this month. Yes, Allah Ta'ala says that all year long you can come to me anytime if you commit sins, I'll forgive you. Say Subhanallah. All year long you can come to me, I'll never reject you. Who's come? Muhammad, son of this, Muslim. Oh, he's coming to the masjid. Oh, he's come first. Oh, Allah, our saints, who's come? Allah, he's crying, he's asking forgiveness. Forgive him. Allah, how can you forgive him? He's a valim, he's the son of a thief, he's done bad actions, sins. Oh, his hisab, his record book is very bad. Is he asking forgiveness? Allah says, yes. Allah says, I've forgiven him. But that's happening all year long. Allah Ta'ala forgives all year long. Isn't it? Happened, didn't it? So we haven't done these actions during the year of the rights of people, as well as given us fast and made our hearts soft and given us spirituality in Ramadan, opened the doors of paradise. Allah says, now become human beings and clean your batin, your inner state. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah says, please me. And that's how Allah Ta'ala becomes happy and pleased with this amal of fulfilling the rights of society. A person comes and, you know, do good to others. What do we call this? Doing good to others with an intention to benefit others. Benefit others. I remember an event, a sahabi, a companion of the Prophet ﷺ, he had 20 days company of the Prophet ﷺ, because through company, sohbat, a person improves. So he had a 20 days company with the Prophet ﷺ. Not more than that. Not a very long time. Not a very long time. So he had a need for a horse. He needed a horse. And somebody told him, go. And he said, somebody said, go to my ghulam and ask him, I need to buy a horse. So he went to another person, went to the stables. You know, stables where people keep horses and sell horses, stable houses in English. There's probably a word for that. And you could say it's like a horse market. yeah, or a stable market. So he went to the market where you can buy horses. He saw a very nice horse, and he was buying it for his malik. So the malik, the owner, said to his worker, go and buy a horse. So the worker went to buy the horse. He said, I want to buy this horse. He said, what's the value? He said, 300 dirhams, or rials, or whatever was the currency. He said, huh? He thought, that's cheap. He's selling a cheap, very good horse. He asked again, because obviously they knew, he knew the breed of the horse, the quality. He went back to his malik. He said, there's a very good horse, very good bargain. He's given him 300. He said, how? He said, very top class horse, good breed, strong, and very good quality. He said, is it? He went back. He said, okay, this horse, how much are you selling it for? He said, 300. He said, think about it again, 300? He said, 300, give it to me and then take it. He said, okay, 300. If I give you 400, he said, that's very good. It's up to you. I'm selling it for 300. He said, is it? Well, what if I give you 500 then? He said, that'd be even better. Give me 500. But even then, I'm stuck on my price. I'll keep the price there. 300 I'm selling it for. He said, okay, if I give you 600. He said, that's your choice. Give 600. I've kept the price at 300. He said, okay, let's end it here. I'll give you 700. Okay? Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So are you understanding what I'm saying? Is there anyone like this who gives the price tag like that? The big businessman said, do you do things like this? Do you put price tags like this? He said, okay, 500, take 200 and I'll give you the rest some other time. I'll give it to you after. Yeah, but let's agree on 500. I'll give you 200 now. Christmas time, I'll give you the remaining, the balance 300. I'll give you a Christmas time. Yes, and what's happening here? We are also Ummati, and he was also Ummati. Subhanallah, this Sahabi, 20 days he sat in the blessed company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We've sat 50 years. We're sat in his company. It's Sohbat-e Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, isn't it? All the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we're learning, the spiritual benefits and the benefits of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teachings through the company of the Shaykh. So he took the horse. 700 he gave. He said, brother, you are selling for 300. Why? I'm selling for 300. Why are you giving me 700? He said, first you tell me, I'll ask you a question. The buyer said, the Sahabi said, yes. He said that this horse is more worth more than 700. Why are you selling for 300? Allahu Akbar, say Subhanallah. That the vision, he recognized him from the vision. And when a person selling something cheap, when it's worth more, pay attention, ulama ikram, respected scholars, pay attention, because the points come out of the hadith. What a beautiful point comes out here. That the Sahabi, the companion, he recognized from the vision. A person knows this when he's doing a transaction. He knows that this is a very great quality. This person stuck in need, let me grab it from him and pull on him. We do this, don't we? We take advantage. Every day we do this. We're fasting, we're sat like this. How much is this you're selling it for? He's saying this watch, it's a very good watch. And it's an Omega watch or whatever. It's got lights, it's got functions. And it's got features. Take it. How much are you going to sell it for? £50. Now he knows that it's not worth £50. It's probably worth £300. 50. Will you take 40? Now he knows that he's stuck. And I'm taking advantage. If it's cheap, if it's expensive and he's selling it cheap, then most definitely he is what? He is forced to. He's in need. And I'm taking advantage of his need. What's his heart saying? Whatever he's selling, I'm taking it. But what does Islam say? Subhanallah. What does the company of our master, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teach us? Say, Subhanallah. So the companion asked first, that so valuable is your horse, I understand that. And I know you're selling it cheaper and I'm increasing the value, the price tag. Look at the style of the companion. He said that I'm increasing it. But you tell me, why are you reducing this? What problem are you stuck in? So that I can do dua for you. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Do you understand? Or you don't understand? Now, these 10 days, have we attained this, my friends? Or we all hungry, thirsty, and we've just loaded our stomachs eating parantas and pakoras and don't know what we're eating all the evening. So have the 10 days passed? Have we done these actions in the 10 days? Fulfilling the rights of people, treating people nicely? No. 10 days have gone to waste, haven't they? They're passing by quickly. So this is the improvement needed. So the Sahabi, the Noble came in and said, why are you doing this action? Why are you selling for cheap? And he got shook. He said, how do you know? He said, whether I know or not, I know everything. That this is valuable and you're selling it for less. Everyone will know. Every person knows the value, the price. But the zalim insan, he takes advantage. But the person with nur, light, he saves that person. He prevents that person from loss. He said, okay, this is the point here. That tell me. He said, yaar, If you're asking me, my daughters are young, I need to wed them, and I am in need, and I thought, let me sell this horse so I can get the money and I can facilitate the marriages of my daughters. So brothers, have we learned these principles during the fast? Have our hearts gone soft? The brothers, the businessmen, those who have shops and businesses, those who drive taxis, everything, that obviously we have a need with the society, people have jobs. Do we have a need with society? Has anyone got any softness, tenderness in the heart in these 10 days? So how will Allah Ta'ala become pleased? In our homes, with the example of the home, outside, everything. So has any softness, tenderness come into us? Have our balance sheets changed? Have our, the status of our hearts changed? Or has this just changed the time for eating in Ramadan? Is that all that's changed? So that's not good. So let me go through the event again. So he said, Hazrat, okay, you've heard my issues. Say Subhanallah. What's the forcing me to sell it cheap? I'm doing the hadith. Remember now. He said, you've heard my issues, my problem, my story. So you tell me your story. Why are you increasing the value of this, the amount you want to give? Either you are sort of mad that you're doing this, that I'm selling it for 300, and the principle of the world is that I'm saying 300, when you realize that I'm stuck, maybe you will reduce it 100, that let's push him, and let's pull more on him, let's reduce it more. Let's take advantage. Will we do something like this again in the future with somebody? Will we? Will we do this? Will we trick somebody? Will we suppress them? Rather, what will we do? We will assist that person, then we'll realize that Ramadan has come. Subhanallah. So do you understand what I'm saying? The principles? Yes. Okay, fine. So he said, yes, you've asked me the question. So it's your right. You can also ask me, why am I increasing the price I'm willing to give? So I'll tell you the story. He said, the point here is that 20 days I sat in the company of a sheikh. Subhanallah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he was the greatest sheikh, wasn't he, at that time? The Holy Prophet, Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The greatest teacher. He said, my teacher, I've sat in his company 20 days. But the point is this, that my sitting and was different. People sit for 50 years. And my sitting during those 20 days was different. Whose company of the sheikh is such a benefit that in the first sitting a person becomes like I am, he said, the companion, Subhanallah. So very few people said Subhanallah, Subhanallah. That the true company of the sheikh, a person wants to benefit, so valuable that the first sitting, a person when he sits in the company of the Wali Allah, then he becomes like him, just like I've become, he said, the companion said, Subhanallah. So have you become like this, brothers? How many years have you sat in the company of the teacher? He said, this is nothing. He said, the difference between me and you is that I'm increasing the price, the value. There's a reason that I had the company of my teacher. I took his company. I learned from him and my life has changed. I learned from him beautiful things. My life has improved. This is the objective of taking bayah, pledging allegiance to the teacher. This is another meaning that's come out of this hadith. So the person who says, I'm murid, I go to Hazrat Sahib, I do dhikr, adhkar, recitations. These are all good, very good. But has there been improvement? Positive change, we're still doing the wrong actions. And from the in front and behind, same dhulam, same oppression. So same negative actions, same lifestyle. And we're doing emphasis on dhikr, dhikr, dhikr. So there's a difference, isn't it? So will this be accepted in the court of Allah? Such a bayah will it be accepted in the court of Allah? Such a dhikr will be accepted in the court of Allah? And will the company for years like this be accepted? We should be so upset about our life that in the first sight of the sheikh, it becomes shifa, cure. A person improves. I swear by Allah, in my life, I've seen life like this. This is how I changed the life. There was nobody worse than me. There's probably no one worse than me in life. Nor was there probably anyone worse than me? Or will there be? But one sight of the cure of the sight of Nazir-e Shifa, the sight of cure of the Sheikh, there was no need for him to speak again a second time. I swear by Allah. Why? What's the difference here? There's two things. Why does this occur? Because he said that this is the effect of the company of my Sheikh, what you're seeing 20 days. He said, I'm saying this for myself, that when a person, a little bit, maybe I look like a human being, maybe -1 or minus or zero, and look at me on that level with that measurement on the gauge, little bit of improvement maybe came like a dot in life, but subhanAllah, the beautiful vision and sight of my sheikh, the cure, the shifa of his vision came onto me, and the difference was made. When does this happen? When a person has a sincere requirement, and when inside the student has an honest desire, deep-rooted desire, I want to attain Allah, I want to improve myself, when he has this feeling that I should improve, that I'm immersed in sins, and suddenly he is introduced to a wali Allah, then he suddenly comes into the environment, just like we, from that day, from the first day of Ramadan, from the day before Ramadan, and then when we come into Ramadan, we should be, the change should be like that. That's how much change should come. Yes? We should be immersed in the ocean of nur. Suddenly we come into peace, satisfaction. And the true talib, the true student who has a deep-rooted desire, wants to leave dunya, wants to attain Allah's nearness, yet the talab, then Allah Ta'ala takes him to the company of the shaykh and he immerses into the ocean of peace and blessings. But those who don't have desire, they go do bayah to the shaykh. Their heart has not got the siddiq, true desire. Just like these 10 days have passed, we didn't have the sadiq, sincere heart to attain Allah. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. That if these 10 days of ours were to pass in a beautiful way, that one day of Ramadan is enough. That our hearts went sadiq, that we need to please Allah. Our feeling was that we need to keep fast and cook parathas at this time and have breakfast this time, have dates at this time and put water at this time and do this. If we had sincere heart, subhanallah, we'd be celebrating Ramadan's coming. I've got to please Allah. I've got to improve so I can please Allah. And that'd be a different feeling. Ah, that climate has come, that season's come to please Allah. Allah, that day's come close. Every second, every moment I can attain Allah. In every moment and second of Ramadan, a person can attain Allah. See this here, that every moment, every second can take a person towards promotion. Every moment, every second. It's not like normal days. Yes, like for example, a person, normal days in tahajjud, he's calling out, he calls out to Allah, but hey, every moment, every second, Allah says, come to me, come to me, come close to me. Why? Please me, your Khaliq, Allah says, please me, your Creator. Please your Creator, every second of Ramadan, day, night, whatever time you look at. Do you understand what I'm saying, brothers? So this is the purpose of Ramadan. So when we have a sincere desire, you have company of the teacher, or you have the rahmat, the months of Allah that have mercy in them. So when you have a sincere heart and a sincere desire, then the person improves, he changes. Our 10 days, we didn't have sadiq talab, we need to please Allah. So if we had a true sincere heart, then alhamdulillah, our feeling would be different. Just like the sahabi said, brother, this is the company of the shaykh that I got, subhanallah, subhanallah. So he sat in the sohbat, the company, and this desire is coming to me. What? That my shaykh gave me nasiha. He gave me advice, say subhanallah. That nasiha, what was that nasiha? That my shaykh said, so he said to me, I think his name was Jalil, it's not coming to my mind. My mind's a little bit weak at the moment. Can't remember the name of the sahabi, radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. He said, I was in the wild, I was ignorant, I sat for 20 days in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I think this hadith is in Sahih Bukhari or Abu Dawood. He said that I was a nomad from the desert area. I sat 20 days in the company of my sheikh and he gave me nasiha, do one thing. I said, what? He said that do good with people, give benefit to people, subhanallah. What should we do? Do good to people, give benefit to people, give positivity to people. This is the nasiha. If you do good to people, then the doors of paradise will open up for you. This will be your greatest worship. The spiritual ibadah is this. Ramadan that's coming, it hasn't come for external ibadah, physical ibadah. It hasn't come for us to pray taraweeh, to pray nafal and supererogatory actions and optional actions. No, it's come to us to teach us how to benefit others, to do good to others. This is the month of goodness. Allahu Akbar. Has anyone thought like this? We don't know today why this month's come. We don't understand the purpose of Ramadan, the objective of Ramadan. But that sahabi was told one word, that you need to do good in your life. He stated, the first opportunity in my life that I have tested, that my shaykh gave me nasiha, did me. So I realized that, oh my brother, you are in need and I'm doing good for you, because this was the teaching, the nasiha of my shaykh, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Say subhanallah. So now you understand the message, what I'm saying. My battery is now failing. I can't speak beyond this. So now I'll conclude what I'm saying. That these 10 days that have passed, brothers, we need to do our accounts and analyze how much have we pleased Allah these 10 days. How much have we cleaned our batin? Don't start counting your fasting and Quran recitation, 15 juz, 4 juz and 30 this. Put this all to one side. If we didn't recite this, even if we didn't recite Quran or pray extra prayer, Allah even then will say, I've forgiven you. Yes, Allah Ta'ala, we don't need to try to get influence from Allah out of worship actions. No, we need to please Allah's creation. Our wife should say that you look beautiful today, good today. That your enemy should say, Yaar, my friend, I like looking at you. I'm feeling happy looking at you today. Yes, we should feel goodness. Somebody's oppressed you, and in 10 days, if you oppress someone, he says, I've forgiven you from the depths of my heart. This is the enjoyment. If somebody's taken a debt, a loan out, and he's stuck in a problem, he cannot repay the loan, and he's not feeling, he can't sleep in the night, you know he's upset, he cannot repay the loan. So go to him quietly, then why are you upset? He said, I need to repay the loan to you. He said, I've forgiven the loan to you. I've forgiven the loan. And my Habib said that this is the month of goodness, benefit. I've forgiven that loan. I forget it. I've got some money. I'll give you some more. And go and spend this as well. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. Has anybody done this action? So then how will Allah be pleased with us? If we haven't done these actions. Is Allah pleased with us? 10 days I consider Allah has not been pleased with us because we haven't done these actions. So what do? Allah says, okay, I'll give you another 10 days. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. We haven't died, have we? Again, these 10 days, aren't we? If we were to pass away today, then we'd be unsuccessful, wouldn't we? We'd have failed, isn't it? Yes. So the next day is coming, isn't it? The next 10 days. So what have we done in the first 10 days? Say loudly. We've wasted them. And this is called wasting the time because we've not attained Allah's nearness. If only my words you understand at this moment in time, don't undertake it as a lecture, as a speech, because after 10 days I'm speaking today, I didn't have a mood to speak the last 10 days. Even now I thought a lot, shall I speak or not? Most definitely I didn't have a mood to speak, but when I start speaking, then obviously I continue. So good words have come out, alhamdulillah. Say Subhanallah. Praise be to Allah. I'm happy we've spoken good words and we've spoken good and learned good. Because 10 days my mouth was not speaking. People said, Hazrat Sahab, I'm not speaking. What's happened? You're phoning. Hazrat Sahab, is everything fine? Are you okay? Khairiyat? They weren't asking why you're not speaking. Are you okay, Hazrat Sahab? Yes, I'm fine. We're doing dhikr. No, I'm not saying anything. I said, okay, let me speak today a little bit then. Because they're asking. Subhanallah. So let's correct our Ramadan, my friends. These 10 days before us have been wasted. And we have to give hisab for the next 10 days to come. We need to do the right action in 10 days. We'll have to give the hisab for those 10 days before and the 10 days to come. So the hisab, the accounts we have to submit. And after 10 days, we'll speak again. Then where have we come to? I'm with you. We're together. I'm not different from you. I'm not detached. I'm the same. I'm stood with you. I've wasted 10 days as well. Okay? So now we need to improve. The next 10 days to come, we need to fulfill them properly. We need to please the creation, open up our hearts, and remove the diseases and illnesses, backbiting, everything, take out of our lives. All of the things we've heard today, we need to bring them into our life. Take note and make a note and inscribe them on our hearts. Every word is valuable, brothers. I'm telling you that we shouldn't do this because this is the message of Ramadan. The message, don't take a loan, don't go into debt, don't oppress, don't do wrong to this person, to that person, and I shouldn't do wrong in my business, and I should be good with my wife, fulfill the rights properly. The dhulm, the oppression I've done, those who oppress, and I have to ask them for forgiveness. I've done dhulm against you for so long, I've taken your rights, ask for forgiveness, please forgive me. Will we do all this, brothers? Then we can think, the next ashra, did we attain the next 10 days or not? May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المرسلين أجمعين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واسلمنا حصلنا وجدنا خطأ الله ولنا كل صليب اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما صرت وما ينتظر اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب وكنا عذاب القبر وكنا عذاب الحشر وكنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفور يا رحمن الرحيم اللهم تقلب قلوبنا على ظهرك اللهم تقلب قلوبنا اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم إنا لذكرك وشكرك وسلم يا الله ہمارے روزوں کو قبول فرما ہماری عبادات کو قبول فرما ہمارے ذکر کو قبول فرما اے میرے مولا تو ہماری عبادتوں کو قبول فرما ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہم سب کی بخشش فرما دے پوری امت کی بخشش فرما دے اے میرے مولا باقی رمضان بھی آسان طریقے سے گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا قرآن کا شغل نصیب فرما تلاوت دن رات نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا اچھے اعمال نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا تو راضی ہو جا اے میرے مولا تو راضی ہو جا اے میرے مولا تو راضی ہو جا وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله